we went over to see my cousin, and that was also an incredible reunion. She and I hadn't seen each other for a very long time, and it was really fun, and we just had a wonderful time talking, and we did a videoing there with just us having conversations about, you know, our lives together and the Alzheimer's that both of us have and things that we did as a kid. And it was just really a wonderful sharing experience with my cousin Alma, who I've always admired but never have been really close to because of our age difference. And she was always in Alaska and did these incredible things with her life in terms of being on a cruise ship and, you know, teaching kids and just everything. I mean, she toured the world, basically, when she was younger, and she was 4 years older than me, and I just didn't know her very well. And so it was really great to get to know her as a person and to share the things that we had in common and talk about our fathers and the funny things they did and our lives together. So we bonded really closely, more, I think, just because of the shared Alzheimer's experience and also our shared fathers, that we knew each other's father, but really didn't know each other as kids. And so it was really a great time with her. And we are staying in a really nice place, and we did more recordings today, and the next day, and today they're doing recordings with Alma specifically today. And we've had a really, really a fun time as a team working on the project, and a really great reunion with my cousins. So I'm thrilled with the way it's gone. It's wonderful to be nested in the same location for a while. Both Bud and I are enjoying that. And we're staying in a home that has two dogs, and so poor Bud is restricted to the bedroom most of the time. If the dogs are upstairs, we occasionally, when they're downstairs, where they live in the bedroom with the owner of the bed and breakfast, we let sneak Bud out into the main living area. But most of the time, he's stuck in the bedroom. But he doesn't seem to be minding it too bad. He's having a good time, too. So I really appreciate your, you know, your support and your following our trip. And I, so far, I just could not meet my expectations any more than if I, you know, I hadn't dreamed any more than what we're able to accomplish. It's just exceeds my expectations, I guess is what I'm mumbling to try to say. And clearly, Joanne and is just an amazing producer and trying to get what she wants and clarifying things and asking different sets of questions as necessary. And she's just a real pro at pulling this together and knowing sort of what the story she wants to tell and the experiences that I've shared personally with her, independent of the film, that she wants to be sure that I share on the film. And she's interviewing other people than me, obviously. And so it's going very well. The project, I think, is going very well. And obviously, Jesse and Gina, our tech people and our associate producer and the filmmaker, are just very talented, too. And so they also are working very hard to capture the sentiment, and Jesse certainly has other questions if he wants to explore that as follow-up to Joanne. So it's a wonderful team. I've worked with them before on things, and I'm so excited about what the product is going to look like in the end and what an influence it'll have. So thank you so much for your love and support and interest in the project, and I look forward to seeing you in Cleveland one of these days. I'll be back. Okie dokie. Thanks much. Bye-bye.